This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Hank First is the Director of Syndication and Distribution for Ramsey Solutions that brings you the Dave Ramsey Show, which actually now has a new name. We're going to talk about that. Hank, good morning. Thanks for being on.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. How are you? Thanks for having me.
So talk about, first of all, what your role is there at Ramsey Solutions.
Yeah, absolutely. So I work really on the relationship side of our media business. And so that involves the syndication for our radio programs, as well as all of the relationships that come after that on the affiliate relations side. And because we are an independently owned and operated media company, we have a lot of digital offerings as well. So YouTube shows, podcasts, all that. And so I work on the relationship side of that as well. So for digital stuff that we offer, it's more on the, you know, relationships with the platforms and not the program directors and the radio stations across the country. So I just work in relationships is a good way to sum it up.
So a bit of a change announced a few days ago, taking effect for the Dave Ramsey Show. Talk about the new name, the adjustment, and why that took place.
Right. So you heard on the show effective a week ago, last Monday, that Dave started referring to the show as the Ramsey Show. And this was a move that came after a format change, really, for lack of a better way to put it, back in March of last year. So Dave has been talking about a succession plan for his not only show, but the company as well, for the better part of a decade. I've been with the company for 7 years, and they were talking about it before I even arrived. And it's really just an intentionality behind, hey, I know I'm going to go away someday. As morbid as that sounds, I'm going to retire, and ding, 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 newsflash, I'm going to die one day. And so I want to make sure that we are taking the steps now so that this company and this show can survive well beyond not only Dave's working life, but his actual life as well. And so he's been talking about it on the air, and the Ramsey personalities that you hear as not just guests, but co-hosts on the show since last March, that's another step in that, you know, succession plan for the next phase of the show. But the common thread that's still a part of the show is that Dave's there, Dave's the main host, and Dave's the primary driver of the ship, so to speak. So switching from the Dave Ramsey Show to the Ramsey Show was just the final piece of making those personalities actual co-host rather than just guests.
Yeah, and that change has been very interesting to listen to over the past several months. Different folks, some names more familiar than others, but people mixing in, and some days Dave isn't even there at all. But yet what is there is all the information you're trying to provide.
Right. And Dave's not going anywhere. He's intentional about that and wanted to make sure we got that across to not only our radio partners across the United States, but our listeners as well. Dave turned 60 last fall, so he is certainly, as he would put it, you know, he's not a young man, but he's also not slowing down anytime soon. A lot of people don't know that beyond the host of the radio show, he's the CEO of our company, and we employ almost 1,000 people in Nashville, Tennessee. And so he's plenty busy, but loves doing the 3-hour radio show every day and loves talking to people. He just loves the fact that anybody, whether you're in Oregon or Maine or Florida or Arizona or Tennessee, you can pick up the phone and call and speak to him and get your questions answered. So Dave's obviously not going anywhere. But we wanted to make this name change to reflect the actual format of the show. And the personalities are very well received, and they bring a diverse set of new topics that we can talk about on the show.
And what about the whole core message about helping people get their financial house more in order?
Yeah, totally. And obviously, if you don't have that in order, other things in your life may start to fall to the wayside. We sort of have always sort of approached it inside our company, whether it is the radio show or, you know, a blog post or social media strategy. We want to help people across that entire wheel of life. And in some areas we're better than others. So obviously we feel like we're pretty good. We're the experts in the financial side, but we've even added, you know, a personality, Dr. John Deloney, that you heard on the show that will help address the mental health side. Chris Hogan talks about retirement. Anthony O'Neill talks about how financial issues need to be talked about more in the Black community. And so it's just a holistic way that we're trying to approach it. And really, financially, Dave has always said, if your financial problems are bubbling up, there's usually something beneath that, whether it's a marriage problem or just a behavior change that needs to happen. And so it's really interesting to kind of take the show to that next level of not just financial topics, but really, we've always built the show as it's not just a show about money, it's a show about life and money.
And Dave himself really went through a long set of circumstances, kind of hit bottom, came back up, and that's how this all began.
Yep, back in the late 80s, he hit rock bottom and filed bankruptcy because he was leveraged up to his eyeballs in real estate debt, and just sort of, you know, he was moving along fine with that debt, but, you know, the thing that debt brings along with it is risk, and then one small change in the economy happened, and all of a sudden that risk became a reality. And so that was when he vowed, I'm never doing this again. And he felt this calling to want to help people and didn't really know how to go about it. So he wrote a book, he started teaching and mentoring people at his church, and just sort of happened to get into radio, honestly by accident, ironically on a bankrupt radio station in Nashville, Tennessee, back in 1992. And that began the journey that eventually became The Money Game, The Dave Ramsey Show, and now The Ramsey Show.
And we have aired the program during the entire time that we've been a full-time news talk station for over a decade now. We began it, I don't remember exactly what year that was, 08, 09, something like that. But it was in the midst of the Great Recession, and boy, people glommed on to that every night listening for information.
Yeah, and back then we had a way to help people in what we called the Town Hall for Hope. You probably heard that back in the early days of when you guys started carrying the news talk format. And that was a way to help people, you know, get out of the Great Recession. Then we entered into a time of pretty good economic prosperity as a country, at least. But it still, you know, gave people that reminder of, hey, we don't want to go back. Remember how bad that feeling was? And then, boy, were we ever thrust in the middle of you know, what seemed to kind of happen slower back over a decade ago in the Great Recession, happened, you know, with brute force last year with the economic uncertainty that came along with the COVID-19 pandemic. And so that was another resurgence of relevance for our show, where you had people that either were thankful that they had been listening to Dave for years and felt like they had the rainy day fund, or it was that never again moment for people that decided, hey, this is it. This is the final straw. I'm never going to have the feeling that I had back last March and April.
All right. Hank First, Director of Syndication and Distribution, Dave Ramsey Show, now The Ramsey Show, weeknights here and Sunday nights as well, and News Radio 1240 KQEN. Hank, thanks for being on this morning.
Kyle, it is my absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate you guys. We love all of our affiliates, and thank you guys so much for giving us this opportunity to talk to your listeners.
840 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.